Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. He is back, ladies and gentlemen, our correspondent on all things lifestyle, arts and culture, stuff going on in the greater Des Moines metro, Jeff Pitts from City View. Ta-da-da-da. Where you been, man? What have you been on vacation?
Something like that.
Yeah?
Something like that.
What have you been doing?
What's the opposite of a vacation?
That's like you've been working your tuchus off.
There we go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, you've got a big thing going on.
We do. The best City View's putting out the best of Des Moines next month. 1st of February issue.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal. For the writers, it's a big deal. It's 20,000 words, which is
a
lot.
Really? So usually, what is a City View magazine? How many words in a City View magazine?
Well, magazine, I'm not sure, but a normal feature story is about 2,000 words.
Yeah.
Cover stories, 2,000 words.
So
just that one is about 10 times that. It's a lot. There's a lot of good things going on in Des Moines.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all top secret. I wish I could share with you.
I know. Nobody can share.
It's just the writers and the counters.
The big event, the unveiling, if you will,
right.
The revealing is, I think, the 30th?
That's right.
30th of
next month? I should have brought that with me. I'm not sure the exact date. At the end of January, right before the issue publishes. So it's
end of January, like next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's probably is.
We got to get cracking.
All right. So what'd I miss?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing's been going on. Yeah, we had Courtney and Katie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they were here. They were
nice.
They were just bubbly and sunshine.
That's right.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
A lot of stuff. A lot of good stuff. You ready to hear about it?
I am. Let's go.
All right. You know what I have a hankering for this weekend?
My cheeseburger. No?
You know, that's not what I have written down, but that's actually what I was thinking.
I know you. I know. What do you got a hankering for this weekend?
Misery.
Ooh.
That's right. You ever read the Stephen King novel?
No.
You ever see the movie?
No.
Oh, it's one of my favorite books. But the Des Moines Community Playhouse putting on the play, Misery, adapted from the Stephen King. I'm your number one fan, she says. Those are the words spoken to best-selling author Paul Sheldon after he's rescued from a stormy winter crash in the mountains after finishing his novel.
Oh, is this the one where she breaks the guy's legs?
That's right.
That is the one,
isn't
it?
That's the one.
Ooh, that is evil.
Yeah. Yeah, starts tonight at the playoffs. Runs through February 11th.
Very nice.
And you should get out and check it out. Do you hear that, Michael? The Iowa Wolves are howling.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday. The Wolves versus Texas Legends, 7 p.m. at Wells Fargo. Country Night presented by Service Legends is going on. Country Music Night. Should be fun.
All right.
Do you hear that, Michael?
What was that?
Someone is stomping.
Grapes? No?
Something different.
Oh, okay.
Be cooler if it was grapes. I've never actually seen this, so maybe there is grapes. That's what I was trying to come up with. Stomp has come to the Des Moines Civic Center. Stomp is the explosive, inventive, provocative, witty, and utterly unique and unforgettable experience for audiences of all ages. How's that for hype?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The international percussion sensation has garnered armfuls of awards and rave reviews.
And they're going to be at Civic Center.
Civic Center, Saturday at 5 and 9, and then Sunday at 1.
Got it.
Yep.
Stomp.
That's terrible. Circus.
Circus.
That was supposed to be circus.
When was the circus is coming to town?
Circus is coming.
You know, they
to
don't
town.
Have elephants anymore.
Why?
Because the whole cruelty to elephants thing. So Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey. 86 the elephants.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd they do with them?
Fed them to tigers. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Well, this isn't the Ringling. This is Zaga Zig.
Zaga Zig.
So I don't know. So this is the state fairgrounds. This is all weekend also. Starts tonight, runs through Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, folks. At the fairgrounds. Circus. There will be clowns. Elephants are unknown.
Yeah.
Up in the air. Not up in the air, but.
That would be kind of cool.
I wonder what kind of vertical they have.
Not much.
Well, how's your vertical?
Not much.
Do you think it's higher than an elephant?
Could be. If I'm really scared of elephants or mice.
Okay. Gun show.
Oh, no, not again.
Yes. I never miss gun shows.
Yeah, I know. You got this thing about these gun shows. Where are we?
That's all you need to know. Gun show.
Gun show. That's it.
Gun show. Iowa State Fairgrounds also. So the fairgrounds will be busy.
Yeah.
This is Friday and Saturday. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the fairgrounds. Lots of guns.
Right. Oh, boy. You know, I've got a couple of things that, you know, on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what's going on?
What?
It's the bike extravaganza. It's the annual bicycle program down at Vets.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it. You sure?
Yeah.
Are they selling bikes?
Oh, this is the big bike. People.
Ragbri?
No, no. Well, the Ragbri announcement is
okay.
Saturday night.
Ah.
But this is the big bicycle fair, bike fair.
Okay.
And that happens all day on Saturday.
Huh.
Also on Saturday.
So yeah. I'm learning from you.
I'll make me a world in Iowa.
What's that?
Yeah. That is the, this is the 20th annual.
That's
African
bad grammar is what that is.
I'll make me a world in Iowa. This is the 20th anniversary of the African American experience. It started really last weekend.
Hmm.
And on Friday, there was a an educational portion.
Uh-huh.
And then this public thing happens as well down at Vets Auditorium, Community Center, whatever. That, you
know,
that I. Old people call it Vets. I'm just going with that, man, because it's easier. And I know Community Choice paid a lot of money to get their thing on the, but it's so doggone long, that, and Vets is just so easy to say.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who, you know, who are under the age of 12, you know from what I'm talking about, or over the age of 12.
Right.
So it's at Vets Auditorium. So this is I'll Make Me a World in Iowa, the African-American experience.
Huh.
Music, food, booths.
Nice.
Entertainment, all free.
It's a good weekend.
Yeah. Got wolves. Got guns.
Got a new world in Iowa.
Got misery.
Misery. That's what I'm looking forward to.
So anyway, those are two things I'm going to.
Hmm.
I'll be working a booth at the I'll Make Me a World thing on Saturday. And my bride is working with Bike World, as a matter of fact, at the big bike thing. So if you're into bicycles, Saturday, there you go.
Huh.
If you're into soul food, Saturday, there you go.
If
you're into guns, you can go on the other side of town.
If you're into clowns.
And don't bring your guns to either one of those other two events. Please.
Keep your guns locked up.
That's right.
Except when you're drinking.
Sorry, I just bowled right in there with a couple of things.
No, that's great. I'm glad you said that about Vets, because I'm putting together a list of things you say if you're from Des Moines.
Yeah.
I never thought of that one.
Yeah, if you're from Des Moines, you know, Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center and Visitors Bureau on 7th Avenue across the street from the well. I don't know. You know, they have a billboard to put that name on it. So we just call it Vets. You know, here's another interesting thing.
Yeah.
People from Fort Dodge,
uh-huh.
You ever heard of that place?
Yep, I've been there.
They leave the T out of Fort when they say Fort Dodge.
Why?
That's just a colloquialism there.
It's lazy?
It's how they talk. If you,
I've got friends in Fort Dodge. I'm going to have to notice that
now. Just say, hey, you know, what's been going on in your city? And they say, what, Fort Dodge? That's how they say it. Fort Dodge? Fort Dodge?
Yeah, Fort Dodge.
The T never makes it.
Hmm.
So anyway, see what you learn here, ladies and gentlemen?
How about that?
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What do you got?
Next week, Thursday, February 1st, the Estonian National Symphony returns to Stevens Auditorium.
Not the Estonian.
Yes, that National Symphony.
Oh.
What started out in 1926 as a small radio orchestra has now become one of the most prominent orchestral ambassador of Estonia.
Well,
anywhere in the world.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you have Estonian orchestras, that's a whole lot better than having Estonian clowns. So, I mean, so that's a great PR move.
That is a great PR move.
Where's Estonia? Anybody know?
Eastern Bloc.
Ah, yes.
Obviously.
We used to call those people the bad guys.
Yeah, we did.
Back in the Iron Curtain days.
They're coming and playing music.
See?
You know, my great-great-grandfather played the world's largest concertina.
Yours?
Yes.
Where?
Around the Midwest.
What's a concertina?
I don't know. Oh, it's like an accordion.
Oh, guys. It's a big drum, ladies and gentlemen.
Must have been big back
so
then.
So the Estonian Orchestra.
National Symphony.
Got it. Yep. All right. That should be good.
And it's at Stevens Auditorium. We make fun of it, but anything at Stevens Auditorium
is
good.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal and it's good. Monday.
Monday.
January 29th, 6 to 9, Bad Art Night at the East Side Library.
I'm in.
I'm in too. This all-ages event will showcase your creativity. Materials will be provided for you to make a bad piece of art. Use your creativity to make your best Pinterest fail or mess.
Masterpiece. Nice. I like it. Alliteration, ladies and gentlemen. That's very important when you're a writer.
I didn't write this.
Oh.
Each team will have 30 minutes to create their work, and then each piece of art will be put into an exhibition for all to vote.
Nice.
So you're competing to race to the bottom, I guess.
Right.
Hmm.
That's at the Library of Franklin?
This is at East Side Library.
East Side Library.
Yep. Oh. 25.
Yeah, these libraries have a lot of stuff going
they
on.
They do.
I just had lunch mm-hmm. with the community outreach director from the Urbandale Public Library.
Sure.
Her name is Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating stuff, all the mm-hmm. stuff that they do there.
Especially for kids. I don't bring a lot of that stuff on here, but they have a ton of good kids programs.
All over the place.
But even stuff like this is fun. They got stuff going on every day of the week. Okay, last thing. We got time for one more?
Yes, sir.
Tenfold Comedy Theory Series,
huh?
One Funny Mother. Show starts
Careful
Tuesday.
Now. This is a family show.
What
One Family Mother. What are you talking about?
That's the name of the show.
All right. What is this now?
It's about all right. So this comedian and former Miss New Jersey, who's also a married mother of three. Her name's Dina Blizzard. She brings her solo comedy show about the trials and tribulations of motherhood and marriage.
Dina Blizzard?
That's what it says.
Uh-huh. But, okay.
Maybe it's a fictional character.
No.
It is a play. Yeah, so, it's commentary on what it is to be a mother of three in this day and age.
Yeah.
So it's right up my alley.
Yeah, you. How many children do you have?
None yet.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, rousing success.
It's a good one.
Yeah. What's the name of this play again?
One Funny Mother.
One Funny Mother.
One.
And that's where?
I'm exactly sorry. What it is.
We got so...
Temple Comedy Theater. That's at the Temple Performing Arts.
Got it.
That's the old...
Temple Theater.
Yeah.
Got it.
Starts Tuesday.
All right. Thank you very much. Jeffrey Pitts, ladies and gentlemen. Arts and culture. Even bad art.
And elephants.
Yeah.
In misery.
All right. We got to duck out of here. Wow. We were way over time today.
Way over.
We talked a lot about it.
We got a lot of catching up today.
Gotta go. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, our own Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls again tonight. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. Mary Sayer, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Jeff Delvaux is, of course, the big boss. He's the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. And James Goodlett wrote, arranged, and composed, and did the music that you're listening to right now. For all those folks, and for all of our guests all week long, my name is Michael Libby. We'll be back, God willing, on Monday at 5 o'clock with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.